The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on October the 23rd, 2018. Good morning. I hope everybody's well. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. She's on assignment on Tuesdays most of the time. That's pretty cool. Anyway, so I'm here with Bad Bob. Bad Bob, how you doing?
Doing well. Coming to work in the dark. Of course, time changes on the, I think it's the 2nd of November. I got to look at that.
Time changes on 2nd November. Republicans vote on November 6th and Democrats vote on November 9th.
A busy month ahead in more ways than one.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
No, not even a smile out from your face there.
I was focused.
You were focused. Okay, what's the weather like?
Well, mostly sunny skies today, high near 76. Variable winds, partly cloudy, and a low around 54. Mostly sunny, high near 77. Warming up into the 80s as we head into the midweek and into the weekend. We will continue to see daytime highs in the 80s, overnight lows in the mid-50s. No rain in the immediate forecast. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 48 degrees downtown. Good air quality. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, your propane company of choice there, with discounts for seniors, veterans, have payment plans, a veteran-owned business. Small business. It was a small business of the year for hiring veterans. Did you say today was going to be what? Up to what?
Mid-70s.
Mid-70s.
Depending on where
you're at. 76, 75, 76. Yeah. Okay, well, that's a great day. So good morning, everybody.
Let's say like that year round, we couldn't keep people out of here.
No. I mean, can you imagine in August if it got all the way up to 82, maybe 85, 85, and you go, okay, all right. But the sun's shining.
Yeah.
Is there any place in the world like that?
No. Well, yeah. Brenda said she didn't like to work in San Diego when she was in the weather business because the forecast never changed. Might as well just print it on steel.
Where would you be in the world if it was always between 74 and 82 with, sunshine 250 days out of the year, or 275 or 300 days
out of the year. They're keeping it a secret.
Where is that? Hey, 5 more mysterious fires in the Cottonwood area on Saturday, and no damage, at least not big damage. But I think
the perp is going to get damaged if somebody catches him before the cops do.
It's keeping Cottonwood on edge, and I don't blame them a bit. Out there, you heard what the sheriff was saying. It got people, because these were like on the edge of town and some other places. But that's
got. How much of this is copycat?
Dozens. Well, I don't know. That could be. It could be somebody that wants a little attention too.
Yeah.
They tried to kill the one person. His house was on fire when his dog woke him up, and then the second person they did kill. Both of them elderly. And then the other places they've started on fire. I mean, this is just getting to be. There's got to be police out there. And they're probably in areas where they're trying to keep watch, and there are probably more patrols.
Don't they have that Cottonwood Citizens Patrol who's armed at their teeth?
Well, it is, and that's out there, too. So if there's any a time that would be that you needed drones that have a high, have a long dwell rate in an area where you could fly them, and they just fly from spot to spot until they see something.
Yeah, because if they're watching for an infrared flare of a heat signature and then immediately scan the area for a vehicle or an individual moving away.
Yeah.
But we got to get a handle on this thing before somebody else dies.
Yeah.
And like I said, let's hope the guy better hope. 9 times out of 10, it's a guy. 99 times out of 100, it's a guy. This individual better hope that the cops catch him first.
Did you watch? Yeah, he should, because everybody, residents, would just as soon hang him or burn him. Do you watch baseball?
When it gets interesting.
World Series is starting tonight.
It caught me by surprise.
I was surprised. I was hearing about. And it's the L.A. Dodgers. This is, a lot of people don't like the Dodgers. A lot of the San Francisco Giant fans are not going to watch the World Series. Unless there's a chance they could watch the Boston Red Sox sweep the Dodgers, and they'd like that. But you don't watch it, huh? You don't watch it much?
Not a lot.
I haven't watched a game all year. But
and there's nothing political. It's just been too much going on.
It's just a, there's nothing political about it. It's just that, you don't get into, I don't get into baseball. Linda gets into baseball this time of the year.
So I like baseball being at the game, watching the dance.
What I like doing in there is I like to be able to record it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you kind of, slide through the extra innings, and you can kind of shorten the game by an hour when you're watching it. If you just, if you're in between the innings and you just watch them pitching and hitting or trying to hit. But you lose something in the game that way. But I understand baseball attendance is down, as are, I think a lot of sports. NFL's down. I'm not sure about soccer in the United States. I don't think it was ever a major sport in that sense where so many people showed up. I think basketball, if you look at basketball, it looks like it's always playing the sold-out arenas.
Yeah.
All the time. But it's a lot smaller venue.
We had every intention of attending a Colt 45s game. We had the tickets up on the refrigerator. Then this little fire thing came along, and
we saw several games, and the Colt 45 games are great. And the fact is that when you go to a game like that, and I guess it maybe it's because Rick Bassetti and Patty are out there, and you don't see a lot of people that like the game, and you get to go over and get your hot dogs and sit down and. You know the people around you, so it's kind of cool. Yeah, I do enjoy the Colt 45. Colt 45 games are good. The kids play hard. It's clean. They're using the wooden bats, so it's not like the clang. It's the it's the thunk instead of the clang.
The genuine crack of the bat.
The crack of the bat. The sphere rising to its apex and then dropping quickly, and then a fielder out there running, the greenness of the grass, all of that, it's great. So the World Series is starting.
Oh boy. And I'm supposed to do this without Google, right? Randall just handed me a note. With a trivia question. I don't know. Don't we have something to give away later on in the hour?
We do. Yeah. We do. In fact, I'm going to give them away later on in the hour. It's Monster Mash Bash tickets. I've got four tickets to give away, or two sets of two to give. If you want to go to the Monster Mash Bash for the at the Anderson VFW Hall this weekend.
So let's make it interesting. Rather than who has KCNR on speed dial, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. So get your almanac handy.
Or get your Google out.
Get your Google out. Whoever's fastest on. And we'll ask the sports question that Randall just handed me, and we'll give away those tickets later in the hour. Yeah, me to ask the question, the question.
Well, I'm going to bring him in early anyway after this break. I do want to talk about the North State Stand Down that's happening this week, starting on the 25th. It'll go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Now, what this is for homeless veterans and their families. They're going to head down to the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They offer a number of different things. First of all, there's a temporary shelter there for veterans, their families, and pets. Job services, unemployment insurance information, medical services. The County Veterans Service Office will be there, Social Security, a driver's license and identification information will be there, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration, general assistance, clothing, hygiene, comfort kits, haircuts. They have it all there for these 3 days. And they're always looking for volunteers to help, but also they're also looking for donations to help these people out. Now, this is not just giving things to them. Many of the veterans that from here they get their licenses back and they get the assistance that they have earned, then they move away from this. And many of them have come back to help, that have gotten off the streets, become part of our society with jobs. So this is the North State Stand Down. It's going to be this week. We're going to be there Friday. Bob and I are going to be there Friday, as we usually are. and talking to the people that put it on, and also some of the veterans out there and what this means to them. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 45 degrees out there, going up to 76 today. It's going to be a wonderful day. We'll be right back.
By Brian Daly, for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's about 45 now. It's going up to 76. And then after that, the low tonight, 54, but it's going to be sunny. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veteran payment plans. I want to remind everybody that, gosh, what are the number of things going on here? But This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started themselves, John and Sarah Bastiani, about 9 years ago, and they have become a great success there. They have every type of long gun or pistol that you'd like to shoot, all accessories, great classes in CCW, and super, super customer service that sets them aside from any place else. All their people are knowledgeable, they're helpful, they're friendly, and they don't talk down to you. Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. And speaking of veterans, I'm here with Randall Hempling.
Morning.
One of the many things that he is around here. And you were going to come on anyway in a few minutes. You came in early. I just grabbed you now.
Yeah, works for me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just had eye surgery yesterday. And 3 weeks ago, yeah, I had cataract surgery.
Did you do it yourself?
No. I probably could have.
You could have.
Yeah,
but it would have been. You could do anything.
Would not have been a pretty thing. No, the doctor did a great job. It's a wonderful piece of surgery, and you know, it's just one of those things for old people.
Randall handed him a report card.
It's people that have lived lives. Okay, come on.
In the sun. Yeah,
in the sun.
And have eyes.
And ride motorcycles all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's guaranteed to. You'll need it.
We'll bring her in around 7:30. We'll bring you in around 7:30 when we get started. I have to talk about one other thing. Okay. Hey, Randall's coming in to talk about a couple of things, but one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because I always like to hear your thoughts on this, Khashoggi thing.
Yeah.
With the Saudis, and now I understand that they have found, supposedly, in the council's grounds, there's a well, and they found body parts.
I have no doubt of it.
Yeah. And the head.
So, oh, that's subtle.
That is, I mean, and so this whole thing. I mean, what do you think happened here?
Well, I think we know pretty well exactly what happened. They flew at 3 o'clock in the morning. They flew 15 guys in, and then at 4 o'clock that same afternoon, they all left, and he didn't. And they lured him in. What really got me was this body double that they showed up with.
Oh yeah,
in Khashoggi's clothes.
Yeah,
mean that's, and then to say that. You know, they murdered him. It happens all over the world. You know, in any kind of totalitarian regime, they attempt to do these kinds of things, and you know, there's no reason to tell the truth, so it doesn't do them any good. So
I think it's got them this time, though, don't you?
Yeah, but there's not going to be any
long term.
There'll be some results that will come out of Congress this thing, because the thing they did with the Russians, and that Basinski or whatever the name of that particular law that they use, if somebody does something pretty bad, I think their hand is kind of forced on this. But
I think they want to get rid of the crown prince. That supposedly is when they
he's jerk.
And then one of those other guys that was involved in this was killed in a mysterious car crash. If you've ever driven to Saudi Arabia, there are no mysterious car crashes.
But you're not going to get killed by a woman driver.
No.
Or up till now.
Well, no, they're starting now.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, it can't be any worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever driven over there, but it's fun just to watch the crashes all around you. I mean, people just run into things over there. I'm not sure why, but you watch them. And you sit there and you go, that guy's got to stop. No, they both just crash into each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this thing is, you think it'll have any long-term effects in the world?
In the world?
Yeah.
You have to understand what the alignments are over there. The Saudis are mortal enemies of the Iranians, which makes them kind of partners with us. They also don't have relations. You know, they keep saying that all this stuff occurred at the embassy of the Saudi Arabian embassy. They don't have an embassy in Turkey. They are angry with them as well. So we're kind of in the middle. We're friends with Turkey, on and off.
Yeah.
And we're not friendly with Iran forever.
Ever.
And the Saudis, you know, for years had all the oil. So, you know, we're kind of caught in the middle of this, and so is Europe.
The enemy of my...
It doesn't... Yeah, that's not holding up.
The enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
But this, you know, on this one, I think they've really... They've screwed the pooch on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is... It was so obvious. The guy, you know, and the guy was, you know, Muslim Brotherhood, you know, at one time supported Khashoggi and all that. But luring him in there. And so here's the thing is, the fact that they don't believe that their embassy is under 24 hours a day surveillance, where they think this guy can just walk in there.
And,
well, they're,
and,
they're pretty gutsy. You know, they.
Well, and you know what they're going to say is, we'll just ride this out because we have oil.
Yeah. Yeah, and we need them in there to as a counterbalance.
Yeah, that's true, because you need somebody like that. Otherwise, the Iranians are going to go really wacko in there. Now, the other thing too is though is that they were having this real big meeting, this conference. Everybody's pulling out of it, and it was to show how the Saudis were ready to take their place up here at the table.
Yeah, that was going to be the desert Davos. You know, they have the big thing in Switzerland every year, and this was going to be the replacement for that. I guess they'll just postpone.
I guess they will, because nobody's showing up for it.
Yeah,
everybody's pulling out of it.
Well,
everybody will for 6 months, and then they'll go back.
Yeah, they'll forget about it.
Yeah, we'll get
involved somewhere else, or some other new crisis will come up. Or
while we're doing that, there's 7,000 people walking.
Yeah, I got
riding,
a lot of them. Yeah, walking.
Riding.
Crawling.
Crawling, but they're to go into the, coming to the border.
Yeah, they made it to one border, and let's see if they make it to the next.
You know, last time they tried that, I think the Mexican government.
The Mexicans, I think, are going to. The Mexican government
is. They're going to
dilute that.
Yeah, let's keep pushing.
And keep in mind, you know, we do allow for people to petition for asylum in this country. We always have, and we should, because people are put upon, and there's a process to go through to do that. You know, these people aren't, you know, not all of them are Middle Easterners.
Not all are criminals.
No, not all are criminals.
But there are criminals in their group.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's, you know.
But the thing, too, is that there's a correct way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody said, you know, well, gosh, well, Europe handled it. Well, Europe didn't handle it.
They didn't
handle it.
No,
they got overrun.
Yeah,
it's changed the not only the political side of it, but also just the living in Europe, in many places.
I have friends in the Netherlands who share the ground truth of some of these neighborhoods where you just don't go anymore. They're closed off. The ordinary. Dutch do not go into these neighborhoods.
Well, I understand that.
This is new to them. They're freaking out a little bit about it.
Yeah. Well, I just think that there's the law that says that there is a way of coming into our country legally.
Yeah.
I know people have done it. I know many people who have done it that way.
Yep.
And they are offended by the fact that some people just come walk across and they're accepted, and that they hold them for a day, and then they put them down to the nearest, and they put them in a holding facility until they can try and find something to do with them. And then they go to a bus station where they go to someplace else, and they're supposed to come back to trial, and they never do.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm clueless.
I think I
no,
would.
No, I would enforce
really
our laws
enforce
as they
the
are.
Laws
yeah.
the way they are, and then work to change them. But the other thing I'd do is I'd lock down the border. I'd just lock it down. And I don't mean by building walls, especially.
Yeah, I'm not a wall builder.
But I know that we've got the technology and the people to be able to shut that border down, and we just would have to do it for about a year, and that would get Congress off its butt and come up with a way of making this
excuse
work.
Excuse me, did you just say get Congress off its butt? Let me ask you a question. How would you do that?
Well, that's, okay.
they're not moving. They're intransigent. They just want to keep their jobs.
Then I'd go. Then we get back. And then we get into the corporal punishment part. You know, with the cattle prods.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, spanked when I was a kid, and it seems to work. It got me to here.
Maybe
we can start there.
So do we start at the top with Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and start spanking?
Yeah. Perhaps.
Just the thought of it's kind of scary. I'm here with Randall Hempley. This is not what we came to talk about, but we're going to be talking here about a minute after we take this break. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. If you have not heard Clyde Pierce on our show or on our station, you are missing out. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. I mean, those are two things that go together. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Did I get it right, buddy?
Klipsch.
Yes. Klipsch. There. Clyde's Enterprises. Again, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call. 221-4144. That's where we bought our big screen TV. Again, Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. We'll be right back.
doing guns and miles across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns to rifles in silver on the border.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Chad Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star-Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process, the Electoral College, the Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at ReadingCivic.com or by calling 530-229-0022.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Starting to lighten up out there. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on October the 23rd. About 45 degrees right now, going up to 76 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. Provides a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry. Cal North Forestry, professional tree service and more for your home and business. Now, think about this. Linda and I were looking at it. You know, we've lived in our home for 10 years, and, you know, those trees are starting to get up in, you know, the bushes. We need a new look. We need to start moving stuff out. We're going to give Tom Yeomans a call here at 200-8123 to have him come out and take a look at it. Just what he would do to there to, you know, to help take care of those trees, all of this. But they specialize in tree trimming, stump grinding, removal, as well as gutter cleaning. Now, when you think about gutter cleaning after these fires, if you have not looked in your gutter, you will be extremely surprised about all the gunk that's in there. It's going to be blocked for a long time unless you get it out there. They work with your budget. That's right. They work with your budget. And if your property was affected by the fire, they offer up to 2 hours of free labor and 2 hours of services just to help you out. This is Cal North Forestry, locally owned, locally operated. Again, the number is 530-200-8123, or you can check it out at calnorthforestry.com. Well, I'm here still with Randall Hempling, and Randall is a good friend and has done almost everything, but he sent me an email the other day that it just kind of it kind of reminds me again of a bully the bullies in life. And how bullies have a tendency to mask their, especially if they're government bullies, to mask their movements in over here to help type things. And the latest is, and we had a gentleman on yesterday that heads up the California Gaming Association, and which represents card rooms and all that. And our California is looking at changing the rules on how these card rooms operate. Now, we have a card room in town. A lot of people didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. We have a very good, very nice card room.
A great one down here.
Casino Club.
Casino Club. And with us is Elanya Harris, the owner of the club. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's the first time for you to be here, and I've been in your club several times and enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm looking at that thinking that upstairs, that big, you know, the dance floor and the bar, I think that could be a good birthday party, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of them in there. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you do. But the California Gaming Commission is going to be in town today at
Caldwell Park.
Down at Caldwell Park in the recreation center there.
It's an interesting place for them to hold the meeting.
It is. Well, it's recreation, right? And they're going to be there at
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock today, and they're here for what reason?
Well, it's called a workshop, but it's more of a show and tell on this new rule that they want to enforce and the effect of the rule, irrespective of, you know, we can go into the detail of the thing. And the only reason I'm interested in it is because it will have a dramatic effect on a very good community partner that we have in the casino club. And I'm not talking about the fact that I enjoy playing poker and I have friends that play poker. I'm talking about the fact that Ileana, for one, is on the big board over at One Safe Place with myself and a few other people, mm-hmm. as far as donations to that to get that building done.
Mm-hmm.
Donates thousands of dollars a year to the kids and everything over there, and all of this comes from the fact that she cares about this community as part of it. The impact of this particular rule will dramatically affect up to and including closing a lot of these smaller card rooms.
And this is one of the reasons I got into it, is because I had not met Ileana until today, but I did know the things you did for our community, especially with One Safe Place and other things that people don't realize, you know, your toys and all these things that you all provide. And so this when we get into this specifically, Ileana, do you believe that, you know, these proposed changes could change totally your ability to have a business here?
It would devastate the small car clubs. Like I said, they're tier one clubs. That means that we have five or less licensed tables.
Mm-hmm.
And we depend on all of the gaming revenue, not just partial.
Right. So there's five tiers. Is one the smallest or the...
One is the smallest. The largest one is five, and that would be the Commerce Club, the biggest licensed car club in the world.
Okay.
Actually.
All right. Now, that doesn't have – and so where do casinos fall into this, or do they fall into this at all?
When you say casinos, you're talking about –
I'm talking about like Wind River and all these others like this.
So like, well, they have a
– Is there a separate thing?
They have a virtual – they have a monopoly, mm-hmm. if you will, on casino – overall casino gaming.
Okay.
Okay. With the exception of these card rooms.
The card rooms.
And the card rooms are locally owned, tax-paying – following government rules, you're safe. You're not on somebody's nation when you're out there. It's a, you know, and I'm saying this about the organized,
right.
tribal casinos, not Wind River. Wind River is is a good community partner here. They're good people.
Yeah,
run a good place, and I'm sure they're probably not even aware that this is going on.
And I don't think that they would even. They don't.
No, they tolerate each other in terms of the,
yeah.
Here's the big difference. The casino games that are at these tier one smaller casinos,
right.
They'll have blackjack and they'll have three card poker, maybe something else in there, and they'll have like one table.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. That's poker.
That's different.
Poker's going to be marginally affected in this because the revenues, you know, for the whole club would be diminished.
Okay.
But these are the only places where people can go and play these games in a non-smoking environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm interested in it is people enjoy going and playing these games. But if you go to Wind River, they tried to be non-smoking, and then they backed away from it because it was a revenue killer for them. So if you want to go play these games in Redding and you don't mind being covered in smoke, then go to where the tribes have this monopoly, and all of the tribes allow smoking in their casinos. I mean, and it's a health thing as much as anything for me. Plus, it's a job killer. I mean, there are about 23,000 people employed in the various card rooms in the state, and that sounds, you know, I don't know, how many employees do you have, Ileana?
I have 35.
You have 35 full-time employees, sir?
Full-time and part-time.
And part-time.
Yes. My employees make a living wage. Which what that means to us is that many of them earn as much as entry-level four-year college-educated individuals.
Yep.
It's they embrace the community, buying homes, cars, sending their children to college, and it's a very it's considered a very good job. Many of them make it a career.
Okay. Well, I did not realize you had that many people working there. So
yeah.
I guess I should know that. I just go in at noon, though, with friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So poker is not going to be touched by this. So what is going to be?
Poker could be affected.
Right. But what they're talking about now, though, is just about and when I read it, it says something about the movement of the dealer.
Yeah. It seems like a real simple little deal, but Ileana cannot back those games. She cannot bank those games. It is illegal for her to be literally the house. So she provides those games exactly the same way she provides poker, in that we affected when we're playing poker, we pay a rent, if you will. We don't play against the house. We play against each other
right down
there. And it's the same thing at Wind River and every other poker room. We play against each other, and the house provides all of the stuff that goes along with
right.
that, and that's the rent that we pay. Well, she on these other games, these table games, like you see in other places,
21 and
somebody else has to be the dealer and the bank. She can't do that. It's illegal for her to do that.
Okay,
which is fine. So there are corporations, there are groups of people. I could do it. I could go in there and say, in fact, if I ever play those games, I don't, but if I ever played those games, I would be offered the opportunity to be that bank. Well, then I'd have to bankroll the table, and I'm not going to take that risk. So people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's offered. By law, it's offered. What they're trying to do is make it a requirement that somebody else do it. Well, that kills the game. That it's a nuance, but it's designed to kill.
Well, who banks the game then?
A corporation, outside corporation.
Outside.
As I understand, she can tell
you. They're called third party proposition players, and mm-hmm. they're actually licensed by the state of California,
mm-hmm.
and they're regulated, highly regulated, like the card rooms are,
yeah.
and they act as a banker.
Okay, so they act as a banker then for you. Okay, I want to take a break. Okay, so you've got a third party that's banking.
Yes.
So that allows people to pay, because I understand what you're saying is even if you know if you've got money, you're not going to try and bank the table. You could be wiped out in two hands.
Yeah, there are certain proposition bets on there that you could lose a lot of money.
You lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you can because you don't have the pockets deep enough like a third party.
It's not our business.
Yeah.
If I go there to play a game, I want to play a game. I don't want to have a financial risk in the outcome.
And the bottom
that.
Line on this is they want to do away with that third party.
Well, eventually they would do away with the third mm-hmm. party. They're changing the rules on the rotation, and what they're expecting us to do is every two hands, the regulation calls for us to offer the bank to an active player. And if they refuse, you go around the table. If they refuse, then it goes back to the third party proposition banker, and then the game resumes. what they are proposing is that every two hands, if somebody, the bank must rotate. And if they don't, they're proposing for the game to stop until such a time that somebody else would come in and allow to be the banker. But the banker must change.
What is the reasoning behind this?
It's to kill the games.
Oh, okay. If that's the reasoning, I can understand it's going to work perfectly.
Yeah, it's going to, from their standpoint, it's going to work exactly as they'd hoped.
I'm going to take a break because I just threw up in my mouth when I heard this. This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of banks, is Cornerstone Community Bank. Great people there.
Nicely done segue,
did you
sir.
Like that segue, you're talking about banks. Cornerstone Community Bank, who is not the third party in this, right?
Okay, no.
I just want to make sure. No, Cornerstone Community Bank is run by your neighbors, run by your friends. It's the kind of place that when you go into, that you know, people know you. It's kind of like, you know, say hello. It's kind of like cheers. Yeah. But the big thing about Cornerstone Bank is you need to go in. You need to talk to them. You want to see how they work with you because their job is to move local dreams forward. And they are so proud of themselves because this is exactly what they do, move local dreams forward. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Randall Hempling and Ileana Harris because the state is, for some reason, is trying to put card rooms out of business and the impact it would have 35 people in our town who have jobs, either full-time or part-time there with living salaries. This is their profession. They buy homes. They buy, you know, they buy cars. All of these things in our town. This is the kind of work that the state is doing to try and shut down these and put these people out of work. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
I can't help myself sometimes.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the city. It's KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 45 degrees going up to 76 today. I'm here with Ileana Harris, who is the owner of the... Casino
Club.
Club. The Casino Club. Okay, that was hard. And, of course, Randall Hempling, who is, he's done it all. He's, you know, bon vivant. You know, you've got it all. You know, ride Harleys across the country. Head of, you know, he was CEO of Shasta Regional twice. Once, you know, he said, okay, I'm retiring the next time. And he said, well, help. Brought you back for 90 days.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You said, I'm sorry, I'm not staying another day because I'm going to go to Tibet. This is my way of cutting the string here.
Literally got out of town.
You got a really good guy in there. Casey Potts.
Yeah, long-time Reading residents will recall that that was at one time the Showcase Theater.
Oh, it was?
That's exactly right. We have the only double-sided marquee north of Sacramento, and it's grandfathered in.
Oh, okay. You know what? I never even thought of that. Okay. Yeah. Now, we're here talking because the California Gaming Commission has come up with its infinite wisdom, mainly because they're being bribed by the tribes and in the casinos to change the way that tier one clubs, and a tier one club is a card club with five tables or less, to change it so in their 21 in their blackjack game so that you will shut down. What it says is you will shut down the games.
Probably 99% of all licensed card clubs depend on what it's called Cal Game revenue,
right?
And those are the bank games,
uh-huh.
And they take up a large portion of our revenue. So it would definitely shut them down.
And so what this does, if you just tuning in, is this: there is a third party that banks the 21 games, you know, the blackjack 21, the three card poker, and those kinds. It's a third company, a third party that comes in and banks those games because it's a very expensive proposition, and nobody that plays at these clubs is going to bank this because they could go through a run, two guys hit a double down and hit it again, it wipes you out. So this is why there's a third party there. This has worked like this for over 20 years, and now they want to change and say, oh no, you've got to offer it now. Even now you have to offer it. Nobody says no, I don't want it. It goes back to the bank. Now they're saying is after you've offered it and nobody wants it, you've got to shut down the game until somebody does want to bank it.
Many card clubs have 2, 3, 5, 7 blackjack tables going at the same time. So if one table shuts down, they can just move to another blackjack table. It's very easily overcome in some cases, but those are for the larger clubs. Tier 1 clubs, smaller clubs in smaller communities, we don't have the luxury of having various tables or the traffic that comes into the room as other larger communities. So it would just shut the game down.
So you're asking, well, Carl, why are you interested in this? Well, it's because of this. It's because this is a business in town that hires 35 people, full-time and part-time, that is on the board of the One Safe Place, that gives a lot of money to a lot of places around here, including One Safe Place, and helps our community out in many, many different ways. That just as most really good people, it's below the surface. You don't go out there and, you know, beat your chest and say, oh, look what I did. So this will essentially shut down your business.
Yes.
It may not be tomorrow, but it'll be soon.
Not long.
Not long. See, I look at this and I look at this. I put this in the same category as the bail bond.
Yeah.
Where you're putting thousands of people out of business in this state by doing away with bail. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's, first of all, nobody complained about it except the big guys, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and they just want they want an extraordinary monopoly. And when I lived in Barstow, we attempted as a community and was approved by the feds and approved by two tribes, including the Big Lagoon tribe was going to have their casino down there. But the big casinos fought it like crazy and eventually won, so that Barstow still is an economic mess because it's not been able to. But you can imagine, you know where Barstow is. If they'd had a nice-sized tribal casino there, that town would be booming.
Oh, yeah.
This is a political, 100% politically motivated move that they're making, that the state's making. And the tribal casinos made $31.5 billion, and only 3% of that is represented by the business revenue that licensed car clubs bring in. 3% of $31.5 billion.
So 3% of that is
the licensed car clubs bring in as revenue.
Total revenue. 3%.
3% of that $31 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's, and how many car clubs are there in California? Do you know?
There are 92 licenses, 88 that are active, and 55 that are small.
Yeah,
car
like,
clubs.
Like our
small,
casino club.
Like this one here. Okay, now if I was people that believed in the you know, fairness, if I was in the Jeffersonian movement around here, hard on this Jefferson movement, this would be something I'd show up for today, because this is just another example of overreach by our government here. They're trying to put out of business these small places. And I say, oh, no, we're just fact-finding now. And do they just really don't understand what impact this is going to have on people?
They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
I do not go, no offense, but I don't go down. I don't play, cards that much. I watch Randall. Randall's tried to teach me. And he's given me the Tao poker.
He's done a good job.
Well, he's a great poker player. I'm not.
He calls you William Tell.
Yeah. What? Yeah. William Tell. He calls me William Tell.
You have many of them.
Yeah. You as they say, you play your game, face your cards up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your Tell is your giveaways.
Yeah.
Oh, Tell. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, all right, got it.
It's right on your sleeve there.
It's right there. I just turn them over and just say, hey, who wants my money?
Yeah.
Really. But here's the thing is, I see this as such an overreach. And I see it harming our community. And there's just these little ones. It's like hit here. And then, it's like the bail bonds. And then you hit here. And then you hit here. So you're just driving away business. You're driving away jobs in our community. And you don't have to do that.
You're totally 100%, and they're starting out with blackjack, but we're also licensed for baccarat, pai gow, three card poker. And what's next? What's next?
Well, every one of those has got to be banked, right?
That's correct.
So if they go to blackjack, which is the big one, because I don't even know what pai gow is, they go to that one, and you're right. And the next one, they'll just move to the next one.
Eliana only has two of them.
Two.
You got what, three card poker and blackjack?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
She's licensed for the others, but there's not enough room in that little room to put them in.
Again, and here it is. Again, it's overreach. And and this is the time you show up at 1 o'clock today at the recreation hall down at Benton.
Caldwood Park Recreation Center.
Recreation Center. Where is that at? Is that over there by the senior center? Oh, it's by the pool. It's okay. It's over there by the pool. It's 1 o'clock today. And, show up and just say, hey, you know what? This isn't fair. This isn't what we want. This is not an imposition on us who play there.
We've been licensed for 20 years to play the game, and now, 20 years later, they find that there's something wrong with it.
Yeah. This is a, it's a grab.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after this with us. Celestina Traver, our Chester County Veteran Service Office.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is seeing red. That story in a moment, but first, Chief Justice John Roberts says he's saddened to learn that Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, as the beginning stages of dementia.
The 88-year-old O'Connor announces in a letter that her diagnosis was made some time ago and that as her condition has progressed, she is no longer able to participate in public life. She was nominated by President Ronald Reagan and took her seat on the High Court in 1981, where she served until 2005. O'Connor writes that she's fortunate to be an American and never could have imagined that one day she would become the first woman justice on the U.S. Supreme Court.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Wall Street's in the throes of a sell-off. The key average is down by well over 1%, in some cases more than 2%. And among today's loss leaders,
3M fell 6.3% after its earnings missed Wall Street's targets. Caterpillar, which makes construction equipment, fell 7%. The price of crude oil fell, pulling down energy stocks. Even market favorites Amazon and Apple fell sharply.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. The UN estimates at least 7,200 people in that Central American caravan moving north through Mexico toward the U.S. President Trump says it's a great argument for his border wall, which he says must be built and must be built quickly.
As the president was speaking in Texas, a caravan of Central American migrants made their way through Mexico with the goal of reaching the U.S. border.
So as the caravan, and look, that is an assault on our country.
The president says Democrats are to blame.
The Democrats have launched an assault on the sovereignty of our country.
That report from correspondent Ed Donahue. And looking at Wall Street right now, the Dow down 451 points, the Nasdaq off 174, the S&P down 54. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Another push for peace in the Mideast. The Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
President Donald Trump is believed to be seeking concessions from Israel in an effort to jumpstart peace talks with the Palestinians, a move that could push Prime Minister Netanyahu into a political corner, given the makeup of his right-wing coalition. The news comes amid reports the American leader is close to reaching the conclusion that Netanyahu would prefer to maintain the status quo and therefore is readying to get tough with the premier. To date, Washington has directed ire over the impasse towards the Palestinian Authority, which responded by imposing a boycott on U.S. officials. President Trump nevertheless has stressed numerous times since recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital that Netanyahu's government will be expected to pay a price in any future negotiations. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Netflix planning to borrow another $2 billion.
The money will go to help pay for the exclusive series and movies that management credits for helping its video streaming service reel in millions of new subscribers over the past 5 years. The need for the money comes as no surprise. Netflix needs more cash because it's been spending more money than its business has been generating ever since expanding into original programming back in 2013. Bob Agnew reporting.
Looking to better compete with Amazon, Walmart says it will work with third-party sellers to make millions of items available for free two-day shipping on orders over $35. Previously, only select items were eligible for the free two-day shipping. Walmart is also simplifying the returns process for eligible products purchased from marketplace sellers. That includes allowing shoppers to return the items
at any of its one of more than 4,700 stores nationwide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. She's getting ready to fight the red light ticket today. It's the third time she's been in court.
Dun, 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 dun.
The time is...
I need to have that five on a quick
and
a
half,
shot.
Yeah, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on October the 23rd, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, same great customer service. Now, you should, if you're going to buy a lotto ticket, which is going to be worth $1.5 billion today, when they draw, you got to run down to a Tobacco and Brew. No reason not to have a local person get part of this also. $1.4 billion. We'll talk about that.
Now, granted, your odds are roughly the same as being hit by an asteroid.
306 million to one or something like that. I mean, you know, you got a better chance of being bitten by a white shark on Market Street than you have of winning this thing. You know, I mean, anyway, so what's the weather look like? So, because I know it's going to be, we got to have good weather to be able to walk down there and buy our tickets.
Yes, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Sunny skies, a high near 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 54. You know, we vented the house last night. It was nice and cool inside. Slept like a couple of rocks. That temperature is going to warm up a little bit. We will not break the 90-degree mark, but we will be in the mid-80s for the rest of this week. We do not show any rain in the forecast. Winds are light and variable. Even though it is cooler, we had a little bit of rain. That's gone. The stuff is dry. Don't be fooled into lighting off your burn barrel or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, it's still bad.
It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading at the moment. This report is brought to you by our very good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, and a discounts for seniors and veterans, and also have payment plans there. 365-3793. Okay, today's Tuesday, right?
Today is Tuesday.
Today is the 4th. And what's today? Which weekend is it? Which day is it?
It's the 23rd day of October.
And that is the 4th Thursday. Is that correct? It is. It is. So where's my guest? They're never late. They're always on time. They're always here. Am I missing something?
No.
I'm going to make a phone call at the break.
Yes, and, if you folks
because,
have your radio
because
on.
Because this isn't the person that we just talked about because she's on tomorrow. Celestina's on tomorrow, Northern California.
Service officers
that's
right. You did say Wednesday.
I did say now, but the person I'm waiting for has never, in 4 years, maybe five, has never once been late nor missed one of these.
Okay.
So I'm not going to mention any names, but I am going to make a phone call at the break just to see if they're okay.
If everything is on the up.
Right. Now, let's talk about something extremely serious. It's not about Khashoggi, and it's not about some other things. Acid rain or climate change. It's going to court today to fight the red light ticket. Linda, this is the third time.
The wheels of justice have finally turned.
Third time Linda has shown up. Okay, the first time she said, I'm fighting this. I don't think it's fair. This is not fair. I did not run that. I looked at the light. I looked at what, you know, at the traffic, and then I moved through and I got this photo. So this is what I've done. So she went, and so they took her back to court. Or she went back to court. And the guy that reads them says, I'm not going to testify against her.
Oh.
The judge goes, because he's a friend of ours. And he says, oh. I can't. You know, I'm just not going to. And the judge goes, oh. He says, well, anybody in there that doesn't know her? Well, maybe one person. And he goes, well, I know Carl and Linda, too. I'm like, well, wait, I wasn't in court. I would have just stood up right then and said, let's just let this go. She did not mean, you know what, she didn't do it. She's fighting this. All you have to do is just dismiss it. So, no, Linda plays it really straight. She goes, I'll come back. I says, I feel really strongly about this. So here we go again today at 1:30 in Superior Court or wherever they have the traffic trials at. Going to be there at 1:30. I'm going to go in there with her. And we have it backed up. We have people. We have police that have said we would never pull somebody over. They looked at the tape. They said, I never pull anybody over for this. This is ridiculous. You know, and I'm gathering the statistics. And if you have some out there that can help me with it, is how many times the red light cameras make mistakes? They just have to be off a second.
Yeah, or they can be misinterpreted.
And when's the last time it was, you know, it was, I've got all types of things on this. You know, no, I'm not saying, I'm just saying is that there's all types of things on this. And the one last time that was, when Linda was in there, this woman says, look, my husband is disabled. He can't work. I am his caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on a limited, funding here, you know, on a fixed income and all this. And she says, I'm just, you know, I just want you to, you know, to reduce it. Well, he goes, I can't. He says, she ends up having to pay $500-something. And I'm thinking about this. I said, really? $546 for this? There is no wreck. There was nobody. There was no intentional any of this stuff. 500, and people point out, well, that's because those are all the fees and everything that's been added on to it. That may be, but what about justice? What about justice? What about the right thing to do? I mean, that couple, they're on this. Now, and here's the thing that really offends me, and I talk to people in the district attorney's office. There's these dirt bags that steal things, steal from you constantly. They've been arrested 50, 60 times. They get a fine. Do you think they pay it? No. Well, they don't pay their fines. They just walk. They don't pay any fines.
Yeah, what you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're not going to lock me up. So they walk. And yet people with jobs that are working hard and all this and people on fixed incomes, they get it. You know what they do? They hammer them. Now, you tell me that's justice. You tell me that's fair. It's not. It's another example of overreach of the government that's making us, the taxpayers, the law-abiding citizens, pay to keep the system going, to pay exorbitant salaries, to pay their days off, and to take, to pay for these people that break the law, that do not, they don't care, they don't show up, you fine them, they don't care. And then they drop their fines because they're not paying. Oh, I know you can't pay. I'm going to drop your fine. This is just ridiculous. People like you, people like Linda, people like Eric Wittstrom, people like Val, Diane, Jennifer, all these people. They do their jury duty. They pay their taxes. They do all of these things. And when it comes to things like this, they hammer us. They hammer us because we just take it.
They presumed deep pockets.
They don't even care about deep pockets. Okay. Now we have a giveaway. We have a giveaway.
While you go settle your blood pressure and make your phone call.
You can take us out.
I'll take us out. And I'm going to kind of sweeten the pot here. I have in my hand two highly sought-after tickets for the Monster Mash Bash. This will be, what a great way to spend your Halloween with your loved one. It happens Saturday the 27th. At the Anderson VFW Hall. This benefits the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. This is going to be a fun event. I have two tickets in hand right now, but I'm going to make it a little bit tougher. I'm going to, for this next break, if somebody can call me and answer this question submitted by Randall Hempling, I'm going to give you the tickets. If nobody claims the tickets in this next quarter hour, we'll go ahead and open it up just to the random phone call. So this is a sports trivia question, and this one's a doozy. We're coming up, of course, tonight, game one of the World Series. The Dodgers will be, it's LA and Boston, so we got the Sox and the Dodgers. They have met once before. back in baseball history. Who was the starting pitcher for Boston during that historic game? So we're going to go ahead and light off. If you can look that up, or maybe you're just an incredible sports fan. Randall Hempling gave me that, so he's responsible if I have the answer wrong. KCNR 1460.
It was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Da-dum. I solved the mystery.
Actually, if nobody... I should have timed this differently. Remember this song because if I don't get a winner on the baseball trivia, I'm going to ask a trivia question about this song that's playing right now. And I'll play the clip again. See if we have movie slash music buffs. So we'll give those tickets away. Yes.
James Bond.
Yes.
That's from the James Bond movie.
Okay. You know, I think the baseball question is a bit obscure.
I think it is.
So okay. I think a person who calls me with the name of the movie and which Bond it was, which of the actors starred in the movie that I just played the clip from.
You know, somebody dented the shield for
that,
the microphone.
That pop filter has suffered abuse for 10 years now.
But it's dented. Who could dent?
I know. That's
one
like
of these things. What do they do? Did they stick
thick
their
metal.
Did they bite it? It looks like somebody. It looks like a tooth mark. Somebody bit this thing. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is kind of like a cruise ship. Yeah, it's kind of like a cruise ship. Out of the water. Gourmet chef, great vents there. People are just tired of taking care of yards. They're tired of cooking. They're tired of all that stuff. Saying, you know what, I just want to live life and have a good time. It's not an assisted living facility. It's a fun facility. River Commons Senior Living, head on down there. It's at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Go down, call Captain Brian down there at 238-5981 and say, hey, I want to come down, have lunch, take a look, talk to the people down there. And see what a great place it is. River Commons, Senior Living. Okay, going back to our guest. As it turns out, our guest pointed out to me that it's the last Tuesday of the month, not the fourth Tuesday. And he says, you ask me this every time there's a fourth Tuesday. And there's five Tuesdays in a month. So, okay, I will take this one on myself, and it wasn't his fault that he didn't show up on time. Because he said he's ready for next week. So I want to talk about other things there. This thing I was called, Linda and I were called Renegades. I just want you to know on the Facebook, we're the Renegades of the red light, cameras. And my thought on that is this, that Albuquerque, New Mexico did away with red light cameras. Other cities do away with red light cameras. The police here will tell you it has an impact on the traffic. And I can understand. You know, I can understand saying, well, there's wrecks. Well, is there wrecks because people are going through lights? How many wrecks are there for people making a turn? And then is there a way of adjusting these? And is the camera always right? But I've talked enough about that, enough about red light cameras. Because I listened to the spot for Holly's Bail Bonds, and it reminds me of the first guest we had in here this morning from, Ileana Harris from the casino here, the card room. And here's the state of California, won by their legislative, that did away with bail bonds. Well, what do you tell the 8,000 people that work in this industry, and this is a multimillion-dollar industry, what do you tell them, that we're doing away with bail because it doesn't work? No, they're doing away with bail because it works too well. Well, you know, they're not letting people out. You know, some people can't make bail. If they can't make bail, it's not fair. They shouldn't be in jail. Well, the bail bond industry makes sure that they show up for court. And how many times do you see the most wanted or failure to appear? I don't think they have that problem if somebody's got bail. They show up. Bail bondsmen are there to make sure they show up. They're there to counsel them. And then we go to the card rooms where they want to do away with the ability for the card rooms, these small card rooms like the one we have here in town, play blackjack. Or three card poker, which I don't go down. I don't have a dog in a fight except this. This is overreach again by the California state government to put small businesses out of business. And why would they do that? It's easy. Look at the money. The casino gaming industry is $31 billion a year. These card rooms, all of them. I think there's a grand total of like 72 that are in operation, anywhere from five tables and less, which is like the one we have right in town, to larger ones. I've got like 3% of that. The one we have here in town pays a salary to to 35 people, full-time and part-time, living wages. They've been doing this. And by the way, in case you didn't know it, if you're going to work in a card room, you've got to go through background investigations. There's nobody in there with felonies or any of these things, because they've got to go through a background to work in the card rooms in the gaming industry, which is interesting because you think probably there's probably people higher up in the gaming industry that probably do have felonies. But the ones working there at our card room, who are, by the way, on the board of One Safe Place, who do give money to One Safe Place and many other areas right here in town that support our community, and here the government wants to put them out of business by telling them if you can't find somebody that's going to bank the game of all the players, then you just have to shut the game down. Why? Why? There's a third party right now that banks the games. There's nothing illegal about it. It's been doing this for 20 years, two decades, and everything's working. If you change it, it will take away blackjack, three-card poker from these little card rooms, and it'll shut them down. Put people out of work all over the state. But right here in town, something else to put people out of work in town. For people that buy houses, buy cars, go to restaurants, all that, right here in town. It's not fair. I don't play there, but it's not fair what they're trying to do. They're having a meeting today at 1 o'clock. The California Gaming Commission is having a meeting at 1 o'clock today down at the center next to the swimming pool in Caldwell Park. Recreation Center.
Oh, okay.
Right. Recreation Center there and by the pool down there. I think it's worth your time. Even if you don't play cards, I didn't even know we had a card room. If you want to say, this is time to stand up and go, this is just wrong to put people out of business. And this is exactly what it'll do. Put them out of business.
People's Republic of California, stepping in to improve our lives.
By putting people out of work, how does that improve lives?
Because they must protect us from ourselves, you see.
It's got nothing to do with that. You know what? It's the whole thing is a money thing. And you go back and say, okay, who paid them the most money? They're a bunch of bureaucratic thugs. You know what? And this is the time I would love to tell them. You know what? You guys are nameless, faceless thugs. They're going to try and shut down an industry, shut down these small card rooms, for what? They didn't put enough money in your pocket like the big guys. I mean, that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They don't put enough money in your pocket. The big guys do. And I'm just going to shut them down. And you know what? We could care less what it does to your community, because we don't really care, because, hey, you know what? We're getting paid every 2 weeks in your taxes. Don't get me started. I'm going to take a break, because right now I'm starting to light up again.
Starting to warm up.
It's starting to warm up again in here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. If I get much hotter, they may be percentage of my for me. Located in the heart of our town, and it comes to compassion and quality of care and community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center right here. It's the community's home. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 50 degrees, going up to 76 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And by the way, we are giving away these tickets to the
Monster Mash.
And the answer, by the way, to that question is, which pitcher... Who was the last pitcher that started for the Boston Red Sox last time they played the Dodgers? And the answer was?
Babe Ruth.
That's how long ago it was.
So, we're going to change questions, and what we're going to do is give away the tickets to the first person who can call me with the answer to. Now, we played a music clip from a Bond film. This is the film that came between, that was the first outing for actor Pierce Brosnan. Who is the artist of the song, of the title song, and which is also the title of the movie? Give me a call. 605-4567.
Years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap.
Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Reznor, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Three Dog Night is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Chad Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process, the Electoral College, the Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at ReadingCivic.com or by calling 530-229-0022.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Never know how I watched you from the shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 23rd of October, 50 degrees, going up to 76 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Okay, Bob. Now, obviously that people are still
stumped. I stumped them. I'm going to just open it up to a call, but I wanted to let people
know.
The film and the song were GoldenEye. The artist was Tina Turner. This was Pierce Brosnan's first outing as the suave 007, right after the disaster that was Timothy Dalton. And Brosnan held the role for four films, I believe. I got to look that back up. But it redefined the series. It was a reboot of the James Bond series, because after Dalton's angry man portrayal of 007, they took a break.
Really?
And Brosnan brought back that suave aspect to it. Dalton was just too angry at everybody.
Well, what do you call the latest one then, the guy that plays it?
I think that Daniel Craig is the closest to the book presentation of Mond.
Really?
Yeah. He's a little edgier. Of course, he's a lot edgier than Roger Moore was.
Roger Moore was pretty laid back.
Yeah, he was pretty laid back about it.
They said one time that Roger Moore, that he was supposed to run as 007. He's running across this open area. He says, no, you need a double for this. And they said, well, why do we need a double? It's just running. He says, I really run silly. And they go, come on and run. You know, you just think that. Well, he ran across the field. They got a double. Because I guess he runs whatever he ran, it was silly. He says, I run very silly. Yeah. And so I guess he did. So all the right. But you know, Linda never could get into Roger Moore type thing because she says he just seems too nice. You know, he's yeah. Bob and I was, but he's just too nice where, you know, you had Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Who played this hard guy. And then you get Daniel Craig, who plays a hard guy but sophisticated. You know, then you know he fixes the knot in his tie.
I think that Craig is he kind of nailed it. Certainly much better than George Lazenby ever did, which he had one movie and that was and nobody remembers a guy named George Lazenby ever playing
Bond.
And it
was on His Majesty's Secret Service with Diana Rigg, and she hated him. Wouldn't even talk to him off the set.
Yeah.
So anyway, but now we're going to give away. Now we have two separate tickets here. Each one is good for two people.
Ah, okay. So two couples.
Yeah, you could have two couples on this, and this is for the MASH Bash this Saturday. These are expensive tickets, and we were more than happy to give away. There are four tickets total or two tickets. So give us a call, 605-4567.
Ring my bell.
Ring his bell. Okay, moving on. We're talking about that, but I'm going back into things where, you know, the everything I'm hearing, and it's always from the media, about this giant blue wave that's coming in November. It's coming in a couple of weeks. It's going to wipe the Republicans off the map. I am now starting to read things that Democrats are starting to say, well, maybe it's not going to be a tidal wave. Maybe it's just going to be like a big surge now. I'm not sure that they're even right about that. Will the Democrats take back the House? Will they take back the Senate? I think in a lot of times that, you know, when Obama was first in, he had the House, he had the Senate. They passed, of course, the Obamacare. They didn't address at that point, he did not address the immigration problems, the illegal immigration problems, and when he had that. And now here's Trump, who had not only the House but the Senate, and he's addressed a lot of things. But again, here we are 2 years into it, and we still don't have an answer to illegal immigration. If the Democrats come in, we will never have an answer to illegal immigration if they're in the House and the Republicans are in the Senate, because neither one of them are going to be that strong that they can do a drop kick. You know what? We don't care what you say. We are going to pass this and we're going to override your veto. There's no such thing as that now.
Yeah.
Nor will there.
Fred, thank you for calling KCNR 1460 at 605-4567. You won yourself a couple ticket to the Monster Mash Bash. I have one more to go.
One more to go. And it'll be this Saturday.
Give me a call.
There you go. So here we are. We're going to have – Trump's going to be in there for 2 more years minimum. If the Democrats come in, they're going to be in 2 years in the House of Representatives. So what do we expect then besides Nancy Pelosi back in the leadership position?
Say it isn't so, Joe.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi, and there's and I think even Democrats are kind of slow. There's enough of this, but she's still got enough of the power up there because she's old and she's been up there a long time, and all those other old.
She gives you such good sound clips, though.
All those old conservative liberal Democrats will vote for her again. I think there's a lot of young Democrats that's going to be elected into Congress. She probably don't want her in there. They see her as a dinosaur, even though that she, has problems tying it all together. However, Nancy Pelosi, you can never, ever underestimate her because she always gets elected again.
What do you think about this, what appears to be starting up, is a wave of clueless socialist Democrats.
Young socialists. Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, Bernie started it. Bernie was a socialist, and is a socialist, may even be a communist, but, you know, but for sure a socialist. And he's, you know, he started this thing. And then you get, I think what happens in a Democratic Party, because the one from New York, this young lady from New York, who is, really doesn't have, even though she's got her master's in international affairs, doesn't really understand it, at least according to the questions I've seen asked to her. She upsets a 10-term Democrat congressman. The guy's like the second, you know, in seniority there. He was like the whip or something, you know, for the Democrats. And she just upsets him. And wasn't even close, really. And he completely just, nobody knew who she was. But then now she's going out. And the more she's in front of the press, you know, the less impressive it is.
Yeah, this continues.
No matter what the press, you know, what side they're on. They really have to watch the questions they ask her.
This continues the trend that is sending California into its current death spiral, the election of these activists who really have never held a job. They've never written a paycheck.
Well, let's talk about, and they used the word activist. There's a young man named David. I said, well, yeah, David's a young man. David Harris. David Harris is a conservative African-American.
Okay.
He's from here and a great guy. He's been on the show before. And he was invited, and we talked about it. He's going back there for a conference. He's one of the keynote speakers for this conference for young black leadership. He's been invited to the White House and all this. I actually saw somebody write, and I'm sure it was a white guy, from the photos of Facebook. He said, oh, he's kind of like, you know, it reminds me of Tom meeting, you know, somebody from a book. He used the word Tom. Because a conservative African-American, this is somebody that is one of the leaders in our country. He's from here in Reading. And this is the term this white guy uses on him. Mm-hmm. And I saw that. And I couldn't get in enough. I couldn't get into the system to write horrible things about this guy.
Yeah.
And which I would have. And I would have shifted it completely away from David Harris onto him and me, saying what kind of. You know, what kind of ass are you to do something like this, to say something like this?
Why did my hand just flinch?
In your white privilege, and do you live in this town type thing? Yeah. Anyway, so you have this, but they called him an activist. He was called an activist. Now, is he an activist in the sense of a socialist, some of the young socialist activists, in the sense that they're seeking change? I guess you could say that he's seeking change for the African American community in our country to understand that being to rise and to do better, you know, and to, you know, gain an education and to work and all these things is that activism?
No, when I say activists, I think about the people who want to come in and just completely upend the system with no regard for the consequences.
That's kind of what I think too, and this is not the kind of person here says. The other thing too is when we start looking at this tidal wave, and then I look at things the way, you know, do you expect things to be better in Congress? Hillary Clinton said things aren't going to get better. Things aren't going to be nicer unless we're in control. Then it's nice. We can be nicer then. Well, if I remember what Barack Obama said when they were trying to work out these things on the Obamacare originally. He looked at all the Republicans and he said, "We won the election. That means something." And what he was saying was, "Hey, we won. You lost." And this is what Trump has said. And yet people get so angry about this. But the thing I saw, which was really, you know, this lack of respect and this way we think we can just attack people and say horrible things to them without anything happening, was this example I saw that somebody put on Facebook of this woman whose husband had died in 9/11. It was either a policeman or a fireman. And this jerk, this guy's well-dressed. I should say well-dressed. He's dressed in his, a black T-shirt. And he had his windbreaker on, but, you know, clean-shaven and all this. He starts saying these horrible things to this woman. This woman's probably, what, in her 60s, 50s, 50s or 60s, yeah. Somewhere around. And this guy says these horrible things about her husband dying. Oh, he probably wouldn't be now. He can't sodomize people because he's dead. And he calls her names. He just says these horrible things to her. And this is in Portland. And the thing was, where does it say you can talk? And the woman just turns around. She says, "You have no idea." Oh, yeah. And he follows her across the street saying these things. And the thing I think that bothered me besides just that he is such a lowlife, is that the people around, nobody said anything.
Yeah.
I mean, is this...
They were giving tacit approval.
It was like, okay, you know, if he says that, I'm not going to say anything. You know, nobody stood up and said, or nobody said, hey, you know what, that's enough. And were they afraid this guy? Because he wasn't, you know, I mean, it wasn't like he was the Hulk. He wasn't like he was, you know, the Rock or Hulk Hogan or anything. He wasn't like that at all. But he was saying these things. Are people just, you know, have we gotten that immune to it? Have we gotten that inured, that it, we're that callous that we can hear things like that and just not respond to them? I mean,
it's scary
when people, if people came up to a politician in a, let's just say that Doug LaMalfa comes in, he has lunch, and some protesters come in and start yelling at him. They want him to leave. Would you stand up and say something?
I believe I would.
I know I would. I'd say, hey, leave
you
him alone.
You don't get to
leave
that.
Him. You don't get to do that. No, because you're running my lunch now. So, you know, sit down and shut the F up. Mm-hmm. You know what? You don't get to do that. I'm tired of this. I am tired of us just accepting this. We are Americans. This is the, you know what? You have a right to say that if you want, but then you've got a right to listen to what I say. And if you want to take a swing at me, that's fine. You can do that. You can go to jail for that. But the thing is you don't have a right to do those things, to just to follow people around and destroy their lives, or to say things like this to people. Where does it say that's okay? When did we say that haranguing a woman who is, you know, and this guy has got to be 20 years younger than her, taller, harangues a woman. She's not with anybody. She's there by herself. Harangues a woman, and everybody around him says it's okay. Is this Portland today? Is it Portland? Antifa Portland? Is that where they're at?
I
got to take a break.
Yeah.
Because
I want to wear my Navy hat into some of these places and say,
well, you
go
know what
ahead,
happens?
Make my day.
Oh, you know what happens is you'll be harassed because you are a it's not because you're a veteran. It's just because, oh, you want Trump to win because you've got a Navy hat on. Wear a Make America Great hat. Again, wear it into places, you know, and then they won't serve you. You know, you put a sticker on your car, you got a chance of getting burned. You have people that are going to surround you and scream at you and yell at you.
That having
throw
been
drinks
said,
in your face.
That having been said, wearing my Navy hat around, I have gotten nothing but a lot of from very young people. Thank you for your service.
No, that's okay. The Navy hat's fine. The military hats are fine. Yeah, and you're right. They do. And again, I'm speaking about a small percentage here. It's not everybody. But I tell you what, it has been so much lately that you can't help but get into it. Where the Democratic Party says it, and their leadership says, harass them, it's okay, harass them. Where they're at, garages, restaurants, and all that. And people do it. They just do it. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You would not want to do that to Martin. You would not want to do that to
only
Martin.
Once.
Martin's family. No. You wouldn't even get it once. You would not do that. Martin would be like, hey, you know what? Leave me alone. Martin's laid back and all that. But you don't want to do that to anybody from Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business over 25 years. It's a military. It's a veteran-owned business. Not a military-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business that does just absolutely great work. Voted best in the North State. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC at our house. And we recommend them to anybody. 221-2642. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 50 degrees here on Tuesday, the 23rd of October.
My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town, provides little opportunity.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Chad Prather, the political cowboy, is coming to Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th for the Star Spangled Banter Comedy Tour.
Let's talk about these protesting college kids. What are you protesting? The American political process, the Electoral College, the Constitution? No. You just didn't get your way. Get back into Starbucks and yell about your latte order getting messed up.
See Chad Prather at Reading Civic Auditorium January 12th. Tickets start at $29. Get yours at readingcivic.com or by calling 530-229-00.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Well, Carl does the lawn sprinkler dance. I'm going to tell you here that I have one more pair of tickets to the Monster Mash Bash. Give me a call, 605-4567. And now,
these are fist pumps, man. These are fist, this isn't the sprinkler dance. These are fist
that's
pumps.
Rock concert move number four.
There you go. That's it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we're playing, of course, he never plays the sound. He just plays the prelude to the song. You got to get into it, man, because this is... It's the night to be young. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman does it all. They can design, they can build, they can get gems from all over the world at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. One of Linda's favorite places to hang out, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, Trump declares himself a nationalist. He said it in a speech last night in Houston. By the way, you talk about the Trump effect. Isn't it interesting? They had 100,000 people sign up for 18 spots or 18,000 seats at the rally. Now, this to me is, is it Trump? And the election has come to this. I'm voting for Trump or voting against Trump. Is it really that? Is it that simple now? If I vote for a Republican, I'm voting for Trump. If I vote for a Democrat, I vote against Trump.
You're voting to remove Trump because the first act will, of course, be to bring articles of impeachment, which won't go nowhere.
Oh, well, you know what? They're not saying that right now because, if we say impeachment, that costs us votes. You're absolutely right. That's what they're going to do. But impeachment for what? I'm not sure. We've had a two-year-long investigation. It hasn't come out. It's hammered people that have nothing to do with collusion. It had to do with money and, you know, campaign finance and things they did before they were even associated with the campaign. I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with the Russian investigation, but they made it so it works.
Well, like the loudmouth crazy woman whose name I can't bring myself to remember, who's the representative who was always, you know, she's, we're going to get Trump and then we're going to get Pence and then we're going to get anybody who's a Republican. You know, she's an elected.
Maxine?
Yeah, Maxine. I couldn't even bring up her name. I'm so disgusted.
Oh, no, Maxine's right here.
She's nuts.
Well, but take a look at also at Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to go back after him. She's already said it. Pelosi's already said, well, when I'm the Speaker, we're going to go back and open that investigation again. Why? What are they going to find?
I don't think you can walk back one of those.
I mean, well, no, they can do anything they want because, you know, if they want to. But why would you do that? I mean, they've already walked it back. I don't understand it. You know, the fact is that Trump said he was a nationalist. And this has got people, you know, he's a nationalist. What exactly is a nationalist? Except, as he puts it, somebody that believes in our country and putting our country first.
Yeah.
As opposed to a globalist who says the whole globe should rise together.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, but the whole, you know, people should rise and not necessarily with one country above the other. You know, okay, I mean, you can say those things, but what's wrong with putting our country first? What's wrong with trying to have an immigration program that actually works, yeah. Which we don't have that right now, thanks to both parties for so long. They're just a bunch of, you know what, you got the Democrats, oh, everybody in, and you got the Republicans say, Joe, we don't want everybody in, but we would like to let the workers in because we can pay smaller wages. Lower wages. Well, why don't we do E-Trade? Or not E-Trade, but E-Verify. That would stop all that. Oh, no, can't do that. Because what if they found that they didn't have a visa or a green card? Then we couldn't use them. Well,
yeah.
Excuse me, what is going on here?
Yeah. By the way, our buddy
Jeff
is going to go to the Monster Mash Bash.
Monster Mash Bash. There you go, buddy.
Yep.
Good. There's going to be a lot of
people
what? There.
Of course, it is the Crackmaster, and he's a great guy.
I think he's got. I hope he dresses up.
Yeah,
can you dress up like a cracked windshield?
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Can you do that?
Anyway. He goes a mad scientist with all those little concoctions.
Yeah. You know, we go back to our local election here. You know, we never ask people if they're Democrats or Republicans, you know, because it's a nonpartisan type of job. But should we ask that? Is this something we should ask? So we ask, are you a Democrat or Republican? And then, did you vote for Hillary Clinton? And if you did vote for Hillary Clinton, why? And then you could, you know, and if they say it was because I had two bad choices and I figured that this was the least. But then you ask somebody, oh, I'm a Republican. Did you vote for Trump? Yes, I did. Why? Do you think that he's been a good president? I mean, what it does is just kind of finding out is where they come from, what they believe in. Do you believe in higher taxes or lower taxes? Do you believe in having an open border? Do you believe that this state should be a sanctuary state? Maybe we should ask our city council candidates this. Because that has nothing to do with the job. Well, yeah, it does. Because it means that you could vote for us to be a sanctuary city here.
Yep.
I mean, they could. They could vote that. And the city council could vote that.
Big ballot issue
anyway.
Up north in Oregon, because Oregon has been, thanks to the folks in Eugene and Portland and places like that, has been a sanctuary state for some number of years, that local officials are forbidden by law against working with ICE. Well, now there is a ballot measure to repeal that portion of Oregon's statute. And it's a contentious one.
Well,
it's ugly.
They've taken it to court here in California, and they said that the state cannot take a chartered city and tell them who they can or cannot work with. You can take unincorporated, I guess, but if you're an incorporated city, those people that had the lawsuit, it stood up in the Ninth Circuit, said, "No, you guys, you can do what you want here. You know, the state can't tell you who you can deal with in the feds." Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Celestina Traver, Northern California. Shasta County Veteran Service Officer is going to be here along with several other people that we're going to be talking. But there's been so many things. We missed Celestina last month. She came in a little bit earlier. So many things are happening in the veteran community and these new laws with the veterans that you need to pick up on, because it can affect everybody here in Reading, or most everybody in Reading. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
Me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.